You are the deputy city manager, is that correct?
I am one of two deputies.
Okay, one of two deputies. There are a lot of things going on. Obviously, the city council kind of did a review of your capital improvement projects, talking about where they are. From what Mayor Connolly told us yesterday, things seem to basically be on track, on budget, on timeline. Mm-hmm. What are some of the top things that people will be seeing happen as far as capital improvements in Bryan in the next year?
They're going to see a lot of new sidewalks. We think sidewalks, that's something that probably has not been addressed as much in the past as it could have. And so working on a lot of different sidewalks. One of the bigger projects is along MLK, and that's going from the bypass all the way to Kemp Elementary. Used to be Kemp High School.
Right.
So big project there. Of course, we've got downtown Phase 3. That's significant. We think that the more we can do downtown, it just continues to revitalize and attract the private sector as well, which is what we're really after.
Saw yesterday that y'all have finished resurfacing a street that was a couple of blocks from where I used to live, and it was North Street. And it made me think, only in Bryan College Station could you be driving on South College and have to turn to go onto North Street. But, you know, that's just the way the town's laid out, right? There's not much you can do about that. Talk, if you will, a little bit about Bavisma. This is a process. Mm-hmm. You've moved along and you've taken another step as you try to form this this entity.
Well, I've been very fortunate. I've become involved later in the process. Late this last year, we put together a team, a staff team. The council wanted a team that would get us to where they think they need to be, and that's speaking for both councils, I believe. Through the mediation process, they developed a plan. And the two councils have approved several different documents that get us well into that plan, including an interlocal agreement. They've actually passed the articles of incorporation for the new agency, as well as the bylaws just recently. So both city councils have passed that. Now we're working on operation agreements and transfer of assets and debt and those sort of things where the real details are. But conceptually, we are well on our way and very excited about the future.
Hugh Walker from the City of Bryan joining us. As it stands right now, these are College Station employees that work. Is that basically going to be shifted over to be then employees of this entity, and will they be able to keep the same benefits that they had as employees of City of College Station?
Well, we actually have College Station employees and Bryan employees
because
we have the compost facility. And what's going to happen over a period of probably years, actually, those employees, actually the positions will transfer over. We're going to allow the employees to continue to be city employees, whether it be Bryan or College Station.
Okay.
We don't want them to lose those benefits that they've been accruing for the last, you know, how many years they've been working for one of the two cities. The one person that will work immediately for the new agency will be a new executive director.
Okay. Is the definition of day-to-day operations pretty well settled now? Because I know that was a real sticking point early on.
Well, I think that's a non-issue once you create a new agency. The new agency will be responsible for everything, from day-to-day to long-term issues and debt and everything else that goes along with that. So that's a moot point now.
Okay. Coulter Field, you've got this is a new era as far as Coulter Field, which has been around for a mm-hmm. while, but now y'all are taking, as a city, a more active role there.
That we are. We've had an FBO for years. I've been with the city for 15 years. We've certainly had one that long.
Excuse me, fixed-based operation, for
I'm
people
sorry.
Who would not
yeah.
know. Okay.
Acronyms.
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
So we've actually had somebody under contract that run the airport for us probably for about 25 years, I would guess. And this is the first time in those 25 years that the city is going to take more of a management role of that. Short term, we have some staff out there that will be operating the airport, and we're looking at different options up to and including hiring a manager, an airport manager, that would be a city employee that would operate the airport for us.
Lots of institutions have gone to outsourcing. This kind of cuts against that grain. This is one more thing now that the city wants to take under its umbrella?
It is. We think that it benefits not just the city, but also the patrons of the airport. We're hopeful that with the revenues, you know, if you contract out, somebody's going to have to make some money off of that. The city does not have to make any money. We're not in it to make any profit. So we think we'd have more funding available to do more capital things and other projects out at the airport.
Okay. And finally, I know you have a fundraising project coming up you'd like to mention.
That we do. We're thrilled. We think we have a great public safety area, both police and fire. And they always rally around one another when there's one of them that's in need. And we have a lieutenant, Mark Jones, that is fighting an illness. And we're going to have a fundraiser. The fire department's having a fundraiser for him next Friday. So that's on the 9th. That'll be at Central Fire Station, or Fire Station Number 1, right downtown there. It'll begin at 11 o'clock. They'll have chili and beans and some raffle things. We're just hoping folks will turn out for $5 a plate. It's a great deal, and it goes for a tremendous cause.
Yeah, it does. And tomorrow's First Friday. If folks haven't been downtown, it's tremendous.
You need to get downtown, yeah. And if you haven't been in the new LaSalle Hotel since it's reopened, yeah. You will be in for a shock. It's purple. Inside.
Oh, great. Okay.
And it really catches your attention. Yeah. We're very pleased with the way it's turned out and with the way it's being managed. Yeah. Magnolia's doing a wonderful job for us.
Great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure. Thank
you,
Scott.
And don't stay away so long. We'll be glad to have you any old time, okay?
Well, we'll talk to April about that.
Okay, very good. Thanks. Hugh Walker is the deputy city manager of the City of Bryan. We visit with the folks from City of Bryan on Thursdays, brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aguilar Lighting Center.